Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Babbitt is here. Mark is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, CEO and founder of U-Turn, president of Switch and Shift, the co-author of A World Gone Social, and he's our good friend. Mark Babbitt, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always thrilled to be here with you.
Good to have you back. You know, Mark, I was telling the audience that probably at least 8 years ago, when Facebook really kind of got going, Twitter got going, some of the other social media sites were just a gleam in someone's eye, I was telling them that social media might be a craze. It might be a craze, but it would not be a fad. That it was going to be here to stay. And it's had a pretty good run in the marketplace, but now it's starting to get work its way into the organizational process of a company, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. It's social media without a doubt now is how we communicate, how we build new relationships, how we collaborate, and frankly, how we compete.
I was working with a big company not that long ago. And the person I was assigned to work with in the company, major company, was a young guy. And he didn't want me to fax him, he didn't want me to call him or email him necessarily unless we scheduled it. He wanted me to tweet him. How about that?
That's happening so much now. It's funny. And if it's not a tweet or a post or a LinkedIn message, it's texting. You know, starting to think that it's not just the millennials, but if I have a close friend and they call and I'm in a meeting or something, and the phone rings, I actually get offended now. Like my own mother can call me and I'll go, oh, not now. Text me. What are you doing?
And that's what she says. Are you in a Zumba class?
Right, and the world has changed a lot in that regard.
I don't mind texts. I really don't, and they're handy. I don't like to have long conversations on them. If it gets too out of hand, I'll hit the call button. I'll call them up. Let's wrap this puppy up and move on, right?
Yeah. Well, everybody who knows me will say, well, you know what Mark Babbitt says, pick up the damn phone.
That's right. It's exactly right.
And how many texts can we send back and forth? So
that's right.
But that's part of the
the younger generation. I mean, they can't text too much. But what you're talking about today, though, is how this is impacting the hiring process, the employee acquisition process.
Well, Jim, here's the reality. Social media has changed everything about our businesses, for the most part. It's not how we advertise. It's how we leverage the testimonial economy. It's how we find and attract good talent. And it's a two-way street. The job seekers are looking at our companies with a magnifying glass, and the employers are looking at the job seekers with a fine-tooth comb, and I say this all the time. It's, you know, it used to be that the job interviews were a blind date. Now it's more like an arranged marriage.
So how are you seeing, what are some of the specific things that you're seeing people use social media for? Let me start off by giving you one example that we had. Now, this is several years ago. This is probably 6 years ago or so. We considered someone to hire them, but they already had like 800 friends on Facebook. That turned us off. You know, we said, is that too many? We thought that was too broad? At that time, we thought that was too many. Because, you know, I've asked my millennial employees, how bad is it among in your generation for people spending time in their social networks during work hours instead of working? And they've admitted to me it's epidemic.
Oh, it is. Well, and Jimmy, you're not alone. We've heard several cases where an employer will say, look, I want you to be socially connected, but I don't want you to be socially addicted.
Right.
And if I
become socially unemployed.
Right. Well, here's what's fun is an employer can now look at, you know, with a simple background check or through your LinkedIn profile, they can tell if you're working right now or not. And if you're a job seeker and you're on Facebook, if you're on Twitter and you're tweeting non-company related, non-work related stuff throughout the day,
right?
That can be a barrier to your success.
Yeah,
it only takes a second to see if you're socially addicted. And
right.
So yeah, we want to be socially connected, but
well, for example, you're saying if somebody works for another company and they're making overtures to my company, or we're talking to them for whichever way it's going, we can go to their timelines and look at the middle of the day and see what they were doing at that other employer's site.
Right, right. Well, and you know, this just happened last week. We had it made the news. Somebody canceled a job interview, and they said, "Oh, my mom's really sick, and I'm really sorry, and I just can't be there." And then the company went online, and it turned out she was standing in line at Superman versus Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and it's like, oh, come on, you guys. We first of all, if that's an indication of your character, we can't hire you. And second, we as job seekers, as humans, we've got to be a lot smarter than that. Mm-hmm. We can go online and find out anything about anyone now, including the lies you tell, and we've got to get a lot smarter.
Well, the other thing is companies need to have their activity and their trade secrets guarded. And you don't need to hire someone who doesn't understand and appreciate the dangers of the world knowing everything that's going on in your life.
Well, what we're talking about here, Jim, is trust, and
right.
and trust in the social age. Trust is probably the best currency we have. It's
right.
It's how we get hired. When we break trust, it's how we get fired.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, the world is so open, and we can learn so much about each other. If we can't trust each other, there's not much of a relationship there.
Well said, Mark. I need your website, please.
U-turn, YOUTERN.com.
So check it out. The book is called A War Gone Social. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, right back with Mark Babbitt. I'll be at your side
forevermore. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.